Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Babs Gonzalez was the toastmaster of the bebop world, a vocalese hipster who made the scene and lived to sing and write about it. His bop-fueled streetwise parables grew out of an innovative lifestyle and a deep-seated love of jazz. In the next hour, we'll hear his and Tad Dameron's original version of a song that became a hit for Dizzy Gillespie, a recording that served as a studio debut for the young saxophonist Sonny Rollins, live performances from Small's Paradise in Harlem, and more. It's how Professor Bop paid his dues, Babs Gonzalez, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Get out that bed and get that bread.
Please, somebody, have some pity on poor me. Bills and bills and bills is all that I can see. Get out that bed and get that bread, your lazy so-and-so. If you don't do it, I know who will, and I won't need you no more. Get out that bed and get that bread, these bills done pile sky high. One more collector, ring this bell, I leave without saying goodbye. My folks said when I married you, I must have was touched in the head. After 4 long years of barred and shame, maybe I'd be better dead. Get out that bed and get that bread, don't want no alibis. I was a dumb little fool, well I said I do, but this time baby I'm wise. Get out that bed and get that bread.
Well, about a deuce of long black and whites ago, a guy from the lowlands came to the apple. He copped him a hame on Edison Boulevard, paying those delivery dues. Everything was fine as wine until he ran into Miss Hollywood Eyes. Now, Lowland Willie, he knew his bread wasn't long enough for him to cut into this babe, so he figured he'd better lay dead until his greens got in shape. So one day while paying his gig dues, he noticed a guy that was always sharp, changed vines daily, and always had football pockets. So Willie sounded on him as to how he could make some extra bread to cop Miss Hollywood Eyes. Now New York Billy, he dug that Willie was from Lane Junction, so he figured he'd take this boob for the pure natural pig. Well, for the next few set of sevens, Lowland Willie, he was so busy thinking about the bread that he had saved to cop his short that he failed to dig Nab had been watching him write down them extra figures while on his gig route. So one black about the Cinderella of chimes, a 200-pound cat rang Willie's ding-dong. After flashing his badge of many numbers, he explained to Willie that if his greens was long enough, he wouldn't take him to the slammer. Well, Willie gave up five big ones to Nab, who stepped into his waiting cab and split the bread down with New York Billy. Now, poor Willie's jeans is clean. He is off the scene, and he didn't cop his queen. A Manhattan fable.
Babs Gonzalez with Manhattan Fable, and before that, Get Out of That Bed. The people who make jazz, be they mean, moody, or magnanimous, are often as flamboyant and outlandish as the music itself. That's how Valerie Wilmer opened her 1977 profile of the singer, hustler, and master of bebop ceremonies, Babs Gonzalez. On the other hand, Wilmer continued, there are the jazz people whose influence at best can be described as minor, yet who are well-known to musicians and listeners alike. You'd have to be hard-pressed to ignore the wealth of legend that surrounds the singer and humorist Babs Gonzalez, who is said to have once caused a minor furor on the Champs-Élysées by appearing in an orange, brown, and purple check coat of excessive length, a black shirt and chrome-yellow bow tie, with a gray and red check beret topping the whole confection like the cherry on a trifle. Trust Babs Gonzalez to always leave them looking, listening, laughing, and remembering. Troubadour of hipster parables, streetwise entertainer, hustler on the make, author, and all-around jazz personality, he was born as Lee Brown on October 27, 1919 in Newark, New Jersey. Early in life, he found lucrative pastimes on the street and in the world of the big bands, working as a band boy for Jimmy Lunsford and later as a singer for Lionel Hampton and Charlie Barnett. He moved to Los Angeles in the early 1940s and undertook the first of a number of racially subversive acts, wearing a turban and calling himself Ram Singh in order to make himself more employable, later changing his last name to Gonzalez in order to pass as a Latino American. He landed a gig as chauffeur for the movie star Errol Flynn. These were the World War II years, and eventually Gonzalez went home to Newark to report for military duty. In his memoir, I Paid My Dues, Good Times, No Bread, he details the cross-dressing antics he engaged in order to be classified as unfit for service. He also fell in with the newly emerging bebop scene and collaborated with one of its brightest young talents, arranger, composer, and pianist Tad Dameron, in a group known as Three Bips and a Bop. From their first 1947 recording session for Blue Note Records, here's Gonzalez's composition, Oop Papa Da, on Nightlights.
Ooh, papa da, play abba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play abba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play abba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play abba do la, be play bop. Ooh, papa da, play abba do la, be play bop. This is something new you can easy do. It's a crazy refrain. You carry bop to a lindy hop. Listen while we explain.
Loop a doo boo, la ba da ba. 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 Loop a doo boo, la ba da ba.
Yet,
And a bop in 1947 performing Babs Gonzalez's songs Weird Lullaby and before that Oop Papa Da with Gonzalez on vocals, Tad Dameron on piano, Rudy Williams on alto sax, Pee Wee Tinney on guitar, Art Phipps on bass, and Charles Simon on drums. Oop Papa Da got only limited regional exposure until trumpeter and bandleader Dizzy Gillespie recorded his own hit version for the Victor label later that year. Babs had to push Dizzy and Victor to get proper accreditation and royalties, but his career was off and running, with bebop and Babs' own brand of bop vocalese in vogue. Though Tad Dameron departed to pursue different musical projects, Gonzalez stayed on track with recordings like this one, made for the Apollo label in 1947. Everything is cool on Nightlights. Thank you.
people you meet acknowledge the golden rule. They want to shake your hand, solid man, then everything is cool. If you're fresh out of loot and someone real cute tries to play you for a fool, tell them you tried romance, need finance, everything is cool. It's just another silly bebop thing the cat's all talking about. It's got a beat, makes you wanna swing, and we hope it knocks you out. With your clothes out of hock, you're on the block, sporting a great big jewel. Daddy twice as high as birds can fly, everything is cool. On the block, sporting a great big jewel. Man, you're twice as high as birds can fly. Everything is cool.
Babs Gonzalez performing Everything is Cool, recorded for the Apollo label in 1947. From the start, Gonzalez was often able to corral exceptional jazz talent for his forays into the studio. He always comes around hustling with his tunes, pianist Wynton Kelly once noted. Seems like he heard about the recording session even before we did. In 1949, he provided an 18-year-old Harlem saxophonist named Sonny Rollins with his first professional recording opportunity, and trombonist J.J. Johnson was along for the ride as well. Professor Bopp described a character that came off as a cross between Dizzy Gillespie and Babs himself, steeped in Gonzalez's bop scat vocabulary. Babs Gonzalez and Professor Bopp on Nightlights.
There's a cat in Harlem town, got a new craze going round. Oop-de-da-bla, hilly-a-bop. Call Professor Bopp. Wears a tam and big bow tie, flashy clothes that catch your eye. Oop-de-da-bla, Kluger-mop. He's Professor Bopp. He's the latest thing derived from swing. La Papa Julia Coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line. Oop-de-da-bla, Kluger Mop. Like Professor Bopp.
Bob.
Lop a wee blue, did you didn't you blop be bob? Lop a wee blue, did you didn't you blop be bob? We're bopping Mr. Handy's too. Lop a wee blue, did you didn't you blop be bob? Lop a wee blue, did you didn't you blop be bob? Be bopping Mr. Handy's too. Manhattan women. Things in a Cadillac car, Contoda Sioux Falls soul takes me to paradise. You find your life was sweet the very moment you meet all the wealthy chicks. Senorita, in a Cadillac car, Contoda Sioux Falls soul takes me to paradise, St. Louis woman.
Babs Gonzalez's version of W.C. Handy's classic St. Louis Blues, with a lineup that included young and up-and-coming jazz musicians such as trombonist J.J. Johnson, tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, pianist Wynton Kelly, and drummer Roy Haynes, recorded in 1949. Gonzalez before that with his own tune Professor Bop, also recorded in 1949, and again with J.J. Johnson and Sonny Rollins present. In fact, it was the very first recording session for Rollins, who was only 18 at the time. In the early 1950s, Gonzalez spent the first of several sojourns in Europe and ended up connecting with James Moody, serving as the saxophonist musical director and occasional vocalist for a two-year spell. In 1953, Moody's orchestra recorded a number penned by Gonzalez in tribute to the leader and featuring Babs on vocals as well. Here's the James Moody story.
I'm glad that the people really dig my style. I'm glad that pleasure dedicated a moody mood to me.
Vago, vago.
Then I heard all about Eddie Jefferson. He knocked me out. I have tried since the very first of 44. When in the army, all the cats they showed me how to blow. All the people they say I'm a genius now, but I don't know. I got played with Dizzy Fan, 1946. I had a ball blowing with all the cats. Man, I got my kicks. Then I went off to France and got some records there. I never thought that folks would all be singing everywhere. Still I'm happy because I've only tried to prove swing's a thing.
Gonzalez with saxophonist James Moody and his orchestra performing the James Moody Story, recorded in 1953. I'll have more of the performances of Babs Gonzalez in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to How Professor Bop Paid His Dues, Babs Gonzalez, on Nightlights. Featuring the music of Babs Gonzalez on this edition of Nightlights. Gonzalez was a ubiquitous figure on the mid-20th century jazz scene in New York City and beyond, hustling, writing, recording, performing, making money, spending money, losing money, and putting all of it into his unique art. To spend a half hour in conversation with Gonzalez is to live temporarily in another world, Valerie Wilmer wrote of him, the world of the night people, the gamblers, the showmen, the sportsmen, the whores and the pimps, the world that is alternately flamboyant and seedy. Gonzalez was a walking dictionary of hip slang and a keen observer of human nature, and his 1967 autobiography, I Paid My Dues, Good Times, No Bread, can easily take its place beside other jazz subculture memoirs such as Charles Mingus's Beneath the Underdog and Mez Mezro's Really the Blues. His influence was limited, though to hear Oscar Brown Jr.'s early 1960s song 40 Acres and a Mule, for instance, is to feel certain that he was hip to the sides that Gonzalez had been laying down for years. Gonzalez led a highly individual and free-spirited life in an age where African Americans chafed and died under the weight of segregation and violent racism, which undoubtedly contributed to the harder edges of his commentary. Somehow, he always managed to make his subject matter entertaining. Here's Babs' Yuletide offering about the most wonderful time of the year in his part of town, the Bebop Santa Claus on Nightlights.
'Twas the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old Pops and Mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops split to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes and his red tweed vine cost heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the Cadillac flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back, as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some coal black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-sized cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. I'm the bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee. Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was 2, a real boss arrangement of Ooyaku. For moms, a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. So that's it, Pops, Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, "Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out."
Babs Gonzalez with a bop twist to his season's greetings, the Bebop Santa Claus, recorded in 1955. Gonzalez's path continued to intersect with established and up-and-coming jazz artists throughout the 1950s. He was an early champion of Jimmy Smith and wrote the liner notes for one of the organist's first Blue Note LPs. He recorded with Smith as well, dispensing yet another lesson from the school of Babs. You need connections on Nightlights.
If you are just in town and want to get around, there's no exceptions. No matter who you are, you won't get far without connections. You want a lovely mate to share a big estate? Take this suggestion. If you want romance, you haven't a chance without connections. Connections are essential, like the Panama Canal. If it's great enough to make oceans meet, it's a cinch to get a guy a gal. So here's a cue from me to you for your inspection. Money's your best bet, it ain't failed yet to get connections. Now to meet a movie star like that girl Hedy Lamarr, Jim, you better take my suggestion and don't even think of Monroe unless you load it with dough, and even then you'll need a whole lot of connections. Now if you're in politics, which is full of all kind of tricks, especially when it's time for election, and even one of them racetrack touts, he knows without a doubt that he better keep his connections. And the boxing game, so I've been reading, they say that it's connected with the mob. Now you could be the best and withstand all kind of tests, but Jim, if you ain't connected, you won't even get a job. So when you put your key in your dough and it don't fit no more, my man, you have been rejected. And when the Brooklyn Bums, they score all kind of runs, you can bet that them cats have connected. 'Cause connections are essential, like the Panama Canal. If it's great enough to make oceans meet, it's a cinch to get a guy a gal. So here's a cue from me to you to save rejection. Money's your best bet, it ain't failed yet to get connections. You need connections.
Babs Gonzalez performing his song, You Need Connections, backed by Jimmy Smith on organ, Thornell Schwartz on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums, recorded for Blue Note in 1956. 2 years later, Gonzalez made his first full-fledged LP called Voila, that found him in fine jazz company with Melba Liston overseeing arrangements and saxophonist Johnny Griffin and Charlie Rouse, pianist Horace Parlin, drummer Roy Haynes, and flutist Les Spann. Here's Gonzalez's ode to the jazz life, Movin' and Groovin' on Nightlights.
I'm just the kind of guy that always swing, whether it's dancing or it's when I sing. I like the crazy sounds of music, if it moves and it grooves and the harmony's smooth. Bassie and Ellington and Dizzy too, Les Brown and Goodman, just to name a few. They keep a wailing through the ages, cause they move and they groove and the harmony's smooth. Rhythm and blues and it's rock and it's roll, not for me. They're just a fad and they soon will be gone. Wait and see. So as I live a life, say la vie. Good sounds, music are the things for me. So listen while I talk about it, as I move and I groove and the harmony's smooth. La ba heep doop da ba da ba heep doop be doop. Eep dow 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 do hee dot la dot. Sha ba deep doop doop ba da ba hop la beep bop. Shoo ga doo ga doo ga heep doop be doop. Sha ba da ba da ba heep doop be doop. La ba heep la beep beep bop. Sha ba heep la ba beep beep bop. Sha ba doo ba hop da da ba da ba hoo be hoo da. Eep doop dee da la ba da ba da. Doo ba doo ba doo ba da ba doo be doo da ba da ba hoo doo. And blues and it's rock and it's roll, not for me. They're just a fad and they soon will be gone. Wait and see. So as I live a life of say la vie, good sounds of music are the thing for me. So listen while I talk about it, as I move and I groove and the harmony, it's smooth.
Babs Gonzalez singing his song Movin' and Groovin' from his first album Voila, recorded in 1958. Though Gonzalez could certainly hold his own among top-notch jazz musicians, jazz critic Nat Hentoff cast him in another lineage for his liner notes to Gonzalez's 1959 follow-up Tales of Manhattan. To my mind, Hentoff wrote, Babs is most creative and most valuable as a commentator on contemporary urban snares and delusions. He is somewhat in the same vein as Langston Hughes's Simple or Bootsy in Ollie Harrington's cartoons in the Pittsburgh Courier. Babs spends a lot of his time observing the hall of funhouse mirrors that passes for many people's lives in the big cities. He touches something in the lives of nearly all of us. Babs Gonzalez painting a portrait of New York City pivoting from the late night to the early morning hours with Broadway 4 a.m. on Nightlights.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, The musicians have finished their gigs. And the hat check girls, they ain't made no bread, and they salty, about to blow their wigs. And the Cadillac boys, they all standing round, you know, waiting for their girls and their nightly dues. But would you believe you see better fights than you do in the garden when these girls sing the rigor mortis blues? Now there's a cop, he's trying to do his duty, trying to hurry everybody off the street so he can ease back in the restaurant and finish the free meal he had started to eat. Then there's old flower selling Susie. She's making just one more last round. But at this stage of the game, you can cop her whole basket for £1. Now then there's always some blue bloods, and they want to see Harlem and continue the fun that they've had. So the leader eases up on you and sounds you. Man, do you know of an after-hours pad? You shake your head with a definite no. You even ignore the cute little frail. 'Cause you know this is the same kind of setup that just last month got everybody put in jail. So you quit it down to the corner to a joint noted for its ham and egg. But before you can even sit down, two cats done already laid down their bag. You finish your grease, and a cute chick shows up with an overnight bag in her hand. But she wants you to pay her cab fare, 'cause she just now left her old man. And on your way to the A train, about in the middle of the block, another friend needs to borrow a deuce to get his uniform out of hot. So by the time you reach your destination, trying to read the latest news, six winos done hit on you for cigarettes, and one stud even wanted a pair of shoes. Well, at last you make it to your crib, watching the new day begin, and drift off to sleep with a ghastly thought. Tomorrow, it'll all start over again.
Babs Gonzalez with Broadway 4 AM from the 1959 album Tales of Manhattan, with arrangements by Melba Liston and musicians that included guitarist Kenny Burrell and drummer Roy Haynes. For all of his hipster proselytizing, Gonzalez could preach the social issues of the day as well. His memoir, I Paid My Dues, Good Times, No Bread, is rife with accounts of the racism that he and other African Americans routinely faced in mid-20th century America. Although Gonzalez relates these reoccurring and maddening incidents with resilient verve and frequent outcomes in which he outfoxes or maneuvers his way around the racial barriers, the bitter disparity of such conditions in a country that promoted itself around the world as a beacon of freedom was portrayed vividly in a song that Gonzalez wrote as the civil rights movement was in the ascent in the early 1960s. Here's a live performance at Harlem's Smalls Paradise in 1962 of We Ain't Got Integration on Nightlights.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say at this time that Melba Liston is sitting here while you're handing out tastes. How about a nice taste for one of the greatest lady, I got to call her lady, she wear dresses, the greatest lady arranger in the whole history of the WRL world, Mademoiselle Melba Liston. Stand up and take one, baby. Crazy. Voila. Last August, I made a record, and the title of this thing is called Something We Still Ain't Got. We Ain't Got Integration. We got our great baseball and places of art, all part of our lovely nation. We got a new frontier, a man for the moon. We ain't got integration. There is the cook, the maid, the butler too, that's in our civilization. We'll soon have pay TV for all of our homes. We ain't got integration. Folks should live in harmony, that's what the good book said. Before some practice what they preach, they think they'd be better dead. I know the time will come, and I hope it's soon, when there'll be a revelation, when folks can look at you and know it's not true. We ain't got integration. Ba-da-ha! on a dingy bus, and the driver announced, "Rest station, you can't leave your seat and don't think of nothing to eat. Wouldn't you want you some integration?" Now take those people down in Alabama 2 years ago, caused a minor revelation. They walked hand in hand for a whole long year, but they got them some transportation integration. And suppose you had been denied the right to vote or say any form of schooling. Now you would have to dig the United States Supreme Court for passing the desegregation ruling. Now take those freedom riders, they're pioneering every day for all of mankind's salvation. And when they spend 3 months in a Mississippi jail, you know them cats want them some integration. Our folks should live in harmony, that's what the good book said. Before some practice what they preach, they think they'd be better dead. I know the time will come, and I hope it's soon, when there'll be a revelation, when folks can look at you and know it's not true, we ain't got integration. Ah, integration! Thank you. Merci.
Babs Gonzalez performing his song "We Ain't Got Integration" at Small's Paradise in Harlem in 1962, with Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Even though Gonzalez came to be seen as a man left behind by the times, Valerie Wilmer's sympathetic portrait in her 1977 book Jazz People portrays him as a wily survivor from the bebop age. He was also ahead of his times in some respects. He put out his own records and published his own books, adept at self-promotion long before the emergence of social media. His storytelling and observations were bebop's prototype for rap. He fulfilled his creed of exuberance, his term for originality and soul, and rode the ups and downs of a hustler's life with pizzazz, making records along the way that constitute a subgenre of mid-20th century bop. Near the end of his 1967 memoir, I Paid My Dues, he proclaimed himself to be rich in the art of living. Gonzalez would continue practicing that art for another 13 years, passing away in 1980 at the age of 60, leaving behind an only sporadically celebrated legacy as one of the most colorful characters of the 20th century jazz scene. Decades later, when editor Jeffrey O'Brien included an excerpt of Gonzalez's writing in the Library of America Cool School anthology, he called Babs one of the outsider voices ignored or suppressed by the mainstream that would merge and recombine in unpredictable ways and change American culture forever. I'll close with Babs Gonzalez live at Small's Paradise in Harlem, doing them Jive New Yorkers in his own lyrics-edited version of Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight on Nightlights.
At this time, we'd like to move over into the realm of Shakespearean literature, and I'd like to prove to you that even though you might have two hit records under your belt, it still means that New York is full of a whole lot of jive people. Well, when I first got to New York, I believed in the saying, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. But I soon found out that a stud would starve to death in this town if he did not keep him one or two. So I moved into a block that was very convenient by both subway and bus to reach. And do you know the next thing I found about New York people is don't nobody practice what they preach. Because right across the street from me, one of them old jive preachers live. And would you believe this stud has found a brand new sermon called It Is Better to Receive Than to Give. And then there's old stuck-up Evelyn. She's got her a muskrat coat and a jive zircon diamond ring. And yesterday she got busted for shoplifting. So now every day she's stuck up in pure Sing Sing. And then there is a widow lady named Miss Johnson. She goes to church every Sunday, come rain or come shine. But from a Monday, to Saturday. You'd figure she had a license, cause she's dealing in everything that makes your eyes real blurry with Sneaky Pete wine. And then upstairs over me is two of them old jive models, them old half glamour girls, but they must have been touched in the head, cause the first thing they sound me on the stairway was, Babs, have you got any bread? I said, no, baby, I'm new in town, and really, I just moved in this block, and I'm waiting on old Clark Terry to loan me a pound to get my vine out of hock. And then there's one more stud, he's named Willie the Weeper, and has a Cadillac of pure fire engine red. But every morning Willie comes by my house to wash up, cause his Cadillac is also his New York bed. And last but not least is my old landlady. And for 12 years I thought this old lady was nice, and she was very sweet. And do you know I didn't have no room rent last night, and she put me into the pure cold New York street. And there's one more stud, he sells herbs and tea leaves, and you can even get the figure for a $5 bill. And do you know yesterday my man got a figure in Leavenworth, cause he was dealing a Sneaky Pete pill. So here is a cue from me to you. If you intend to live in New York town, is keep you some real long green and be down with the scene, or else you are pole house bound. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can see that you people really enjoy the higher type of Shakespearean literature. It's very nice on a Sunday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to say that this next tune is about one of the most beautiful of jazz ballads, and also one of the most recorded of the jazz ballads. And about 3 years ago, Thelonious Monk asked me to write some special lyrics for his wonderful selection. And at this time, I'm going to sing them. But I'm going to feature the cats in the group on this. And first of all, will be Clark Terry, then Johnny Griffin and Horace Pollen. And it's a wonderful little thing by Thelonious Monk called Comme ça du mid-soul, in English, A Round About Midnight. When the day has turned to evening, baby, and
and the stars come out to show their magic. That's the time you feel so lonesome. It's so strange and it's blue when it's midnight. There are those whose dreams they're shattered, Mama. Some who search in vain for long lost romance. Some who walk the city's canyons, hoping they get one more chance. When your life seems it's not worth living, and the world seems it's unforgiving, now I have found traveling around. It's often been told, don't lose your soul. There may be a new tomorrow, baby. You may find the love to hold you spellbound. Then you'll always be so happy when old midnight comes around.
I close with Babs Gonzalez performing Round Midnight and Them Jive New Yorkers from the 1962 recording Sunday Afternoon with Babs Gonzalez at Small's Paradise, with Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlin on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can hear previous programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
Tomorrow, baby, you may find a love to hold you spellbound. Then you'll always be so happy when old midnight comes creeping around your house. Thank you.